You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Now it's time to get caught up on travel. We have got Sharon Emerson joining us right now. And Sharon is with Cruise and Tour Planners. And Sharon stops by every month and she gives us a lesson. She gives us a tutorial. She gives us all kinds of great tips and advice on what to do and how to do it best. And last month when we were talking, we're going to do this in a few parts because we started out with transportation and the best types of transportation. And now we are talking about destinations. So let's just dive right in and talk about that.
Yeah, it's so much fun to talk about your dreams and where you want to go and sit and look at an atlas. I have one in front of me now and I'm just looking at it and seeing all the places I've been and where I want to go next.
I know, there's so many choices, so little time.
It is, and a lot of people are afraid and there's a lot of fear out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's a very small part of the world that we need to be concerned about. There's a big world out there we can see that we don't have to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's you know, you've talked in the past about geography and what we're not exactly taught in school when we're growing up. I mean, there's so much to it.
There is, and it's really sad when I talk to people, they don't know their geography. So I say, get a map,
mm-hmm.
get an atlas, and let's look at it and see how it's laid out. So you've got two hemispheres, the northern and the southern. They're split by the equator. And we live in the northern. And then when you cross that invisible line that's called the equator, the seasons get flipped. So if it's summer here, it's winter down there.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a trip to Kenya, and it was so funny because I stood on the equator. I had 1 foot in the north and 1 foot in the south. And we put a bucket of water on one side, and it swirled one way, and you moved it across the line, and it swirled the other way. So it's a true line.
Yeah.
Can't see it.
Exactly. Now, you know, you talk also about the times and the least expensive times to travel, the shoulder season, spring, fall.
Yeah, the world is kind of based on holidays. So when there's holiday times, that's when the airlines are more expensive, the hotels are more expensive. So if you are free to go in the shoulder seasons, which are the spring and the fall, then you have less expensive airfare. You have more space because school is in and families are not traveling. So, but you just need to keep aware of the holidays and festivals where you want to go. I've had a lot of people get stuck in Spain when there's a festival,
mm-hmm.
and they can't get a rental car and things like that. So you can Google that now and
yeah.
find out.
And you've got to do your research because you're so right. Because just because it's, you know, Christmas here, you know, a lot of times people base their travel, speaking of that shoulder season in the spring and fall, you know, okay, well, it's not, you know, Christmas now and it's not Thanksgiving. But when you're going somewhere else, there's other things happening.
Yeah,
so you're so right about.
And one of the biggest ones is Easter. And if you're thinking about going to Israel or even South America, Catholic countries, boy, those are big holidays, and people come by the thousands. So, you know, unless you want to be in a crowd, if you want to, that's fine. But that's not the best and the cheapest time to go.
Exactly. So now we've got to divide it into continents and where we go and how we figure it out instead of just sticking a pin in the board and in a map and saying, okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, here's where I go.
Yeah, you've got, well, let's see if we can name them.
Oh, okay.
Europe, and I like to do them with the alphabet letters. That's how I remember stuff.
Okay.
And then you got four A's. You got Africa, Asia,
Australia,
Antarctica,
mm-hmm.
and last, North and South America.
Okay. You pinned us down here to the continents.
Uh-huh. So Asia's the biggest, Australia's the smallest, and any of them. You can go any of them, but there's a lot of ways to see each one. So that's when you're going to need to know, well, how do I see these destinations? And there's different ways. You can join a tour group. There's tours all over the world, and there's a lot of different kinds of tours.
Have you noticed that this has really been huge now? I mean, have you noticed in the last few years how tours have just, they've just taken over?
Yes, and they've changed. They used to be for the blue hairs. We used to say the blue hairs in a motor coach.
Yeah.
The old grandmas. And now they'll, instead of, well, it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium. Now they stay longer. They'll stay 2 or 3 days in a city, and then they'll go to another city. And there's more younger people now doing tours.
Well, you know what I think about that? And you read this a lot with some of the different tips. Like, for instance, if you're going to Mexico or, Cancun in Mexico or something, they advise now going on these tours in groups to be safe and not take taxis and you know, be careful and travel with a little bit of a group.
Right. And you can have different size groups. You could even be by yourself in a group, your own group.
Yeah.
And have a guide. But you want to know what you're looking at and what's the history.
Yeah.
So they get your accommodations. If it, the country doesn't speak English, it's great. They speak the language. They'll talk to you in your language. And it's safe. There was an article in Sunday's paper about it, too. And they said, what I always say, don't pick too big a piece. Do a smaller area.
Right.
And really see it well.
And then also you've got these different, you know, information offices that are usually strategically placed.
Yeah,
to find
and
out.
Those are fun. We've done those. You just walk into them. There's a big eye outside, and you can walk into it and usually get somebody that'll walk you around. They're called docents or whatever they are. You
yeah.
know, these local food.
Yeah, right.
They love their cities. And they'll take you to the little pubs and they'll take you to a little museum or places that you wouldn't know by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about language and the issue with that we deal with?
Yeah, that's a big thing. And especially if you're trying to drive a car or something, if you don't know the local languages, what I always do is I look for two policemen. This has been true so many times in so many countries, and I'll say, do you speak English? Well, one will say a little, and one will say no.
Mm-hmm.
So then I very gently ask what I want to know, and then they tell me where to go. But those people are safe. I feel safe asking them.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to send me off on a...
Yeah, right. And then, of course, in some of the countries, you know, they've got, you know, signs that are in English.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them. But I was surprised in Austria. There's a lot of people don't speak English up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that shocked me because I kind of figured, you know, they say some things, but they didn't. So... yeah, you want somebody to tell you what you're looking at. And as you walk around, what are you looking at? What is the history here? And when I was in Amsterdam, they told us to look up. You know, you don't often look up when you're walking because you need to look down so you don't fall down. And then these houses along the canals tilt in to the sidewalk. And we said, oh, for heaven's sakes, you know, it looks like they're falling over. But that's because the stairways are so small, they can't get the furniture up. So they hoist it up with a pulley and bring it in the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've read any of the stories of World War II, how they hid the Jewish people in the walls in Amsterdam, well, that's why, because they're tilted out, so then they build the wall straight, and there's room back there to live if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a really good point, though, in terms of, you know, checking out your surroundings, because in these different countries, I mean, there's all these little idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
So, but you mentioned that sometimes, you know, most people, they bite off more than they can chew.
They do, and they don't realize that Europe is big. And they think, well, I'm going to go to England for 3 days, and I'll go to Paris for a couple of days, and then down to Rome and fly home. Well, you're spending all your time getting from place to place. So you're not really having time to see much. So take a smaller budget. Take just the UK, maybe, or even just London. You can spend a week in London. And take a smaller bite, see it a little bit more in depth, and then the next time, unless you're 99 years old and not ever going back again, then you can go and see something else. But, yeah, take a smaller piece.
Yeah, good advice. Other little tip that you, I mean, back to the Atlas, you know, and picking the right place.
Right. And they're, you know, like I said, some places are unsafe. But sometimes people don't want to travel alone. So there's companies that have packages for single women. And if you're a single woman and you want to travel but you don't want to go by yourself, or if you're a young person and you want to throw on a backpack, there's bicycle trips for young people, or even older people if they like to ride bikes. There's lots of ways. And the biggest thing now are grandmas and grandpas with their kids and grandkids, and they're all taking them to see the world. And I think that is fabulous.
It's wonderful. It really is. Talk about a bonding trip.
Yeah. Yeah, or go to your heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Are you from Norway? Take your kids and grandkids and go see where you came from.
Yeah, what a cool idea.
Yeah.
Of course, talking with Sharon Emerson with Cruise and Tour Planners. And Sharon, one thing that we've shared this in the past, but you're a certified travel teacher. And we can tell with a lot of the tips. That's why I always pick your brain, because I know they're going to give me a good lesson here. Because
I love to teach. I love education.
Mm-hmm.
Educating myself and educating my clients. That's
yeah.
I think.
So that's why you got to call Sharon. You're not only going to find the right place for you to go, but the safe time to go and all that good stuff. Give Sharon a call, 206-367-7657, and go to her website, cruiseandtourplanners.com. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you, Wendy.
And once again, we are coming to you from Grandview Gardens Bed and Breakfast, just a wonderful getaway in historic Keyport near Paulsbow. If you want more information, give them a call at 360-779-2700. And you can also check them out on the web at grandviewgardensbb.com. And we've got Jackie coming back up, and we're talking food. And we've also got our movie guys. So stick around. It's all coming up on Weekends Around the Northwest. We'll be right back. In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Salem, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at cascadeharborinn.com.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest, and the audience that's listening, this is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, you're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you. And we look forward to seeing you and feeding you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
Time to take care of some of those projects around the house. Whether you're due for a good power washing or have some home maintenance or repairs you need to do, contact Halverson's Home Improvement. They specialize in interior and exterior painting, as well as home repairs, remodeling, and installations. With Halverson's Home Improvement, you'll be in good hands. Rick Halverson has over 30 years' experience, including an A rating with the Better Business Bureau as a licensed, bonded, insured general contractor. The timing couldn't be better right now, because they have all kinds of great specials going on through winter. No matter what time of year, with Halverson's Home Improvement, you'll get lower rates and higher quality. Just mention Weekends Around the Northwest to get additional discounts. They also offer senior and military discounts as well. For project reviews and contact information for Halverson's Home Improvement, visit Thumbtack online, or for a free estimate, call Rick directly at 253-341-9070.